The solar industry is monitoring a pending decision in Washington that some believe could dim the momentum of the industry, and Vermont businesses are watching closely. In April, the solar company Suniva, which has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy, filed a petition with the U.S. International Trade Commission requesting an investigation to determine if solar cells being imported into the U.S. are damaging the industry. The commission could impose a tariff of 40 cents per watt for solar cells and at least 78 cents per panel produced outside the U.S. The tariff, if imposed, could slow the growth of the solar industry in Vermont, according to Renewable Energy Vermont Communications and Operations Associate Austin Davis.
In New England, for almost two decades, we have seen year after year the price of clean energy technology drop. In Vermont alone, we've seen the price of solar drop by 64% in just the last 5 years. And then looking at clean energy trade's growth in Vermont, we've seen it grow by 28% in the last 4 years. So, you know, we've seen a lot of success, and this is a potential hole on our inertia that we've seen to date.
Dan Kinney has worked in the solar industry for 17 years and co-founded Catamount Solar 6 years ago. He's taking a wait-and-see attitude about whether tariffs will even be imposed.
I don't spend all my time being worried, but anytime there's uncertainty in the marketplace, it's a challenge. We've seen some hesitancy in customers, not sure if they are ready to move forward, if the prices might increase, and that uncertainty just breeds a slowdown usually. I mean, from what I see, it's going to be not the end of the world. It may put us back to 2015 prices. So I try not to get into the hype that the sky's falling. It's just another uncertainty in an industry that has regulations that change quite frequently. We're still selling jobs. We're still installing jobs. It's unfortunate, but I think we'll weather this.
Vermont Energy Investment Corporation Director of Policy and Public Affairs, Mary Spray-Reagan, says a potential tariff resulting in a price increase would harm the state's renewable energy goals.
Vermont has a very bold goal of meeting 90% of its total energy needs by renewables by 2050. And if we're going to do that, solar is going to have to be part of that, and it already is a significant part of that. And any time you increase the price of something that's coming into the United States, a component of a manufacturing process that is international already, it's an international marketplace, you're going to drive costs up. I can't say how much, but it will make it more expensive to reach our goal.
The International Trade Commission will hold its next meeting on the issue in September. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.